with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the aspect of his face was changed and his clothing became brilliant as lightning. Suddenly there were two men there talking to him. They were Moses and Elijah, appearing in glory, and they were speaking of his passing, which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were heavy with sleep, but they kept awake and saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As these were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is wonderful for us to be here. So let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. As he spoke, a cloud came and covered them with shadow. And when they went into the cloud, the disciples were afraid. And a voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, the chosen one. Listen to him." And after the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. The disciples kept silence and at that time told no one what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to be Jesus and Mary, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So reading the Gospel account of the Transfiguration in this period of Lent may seem a little bit strange, because while the season of Lent invites us to meditate on the Passion of Christ, the Transfiguration instead presents to us his heavenly glory, the kingly glory of Christ in heaven. But this is not strange, because the Transfiguration is a message of hope and encouragement. Christ, who became like us and also experienced the limits of human nature, in his Transfiguration reveals to us what our future glory will be like if we persevere in carrying our cross. So in moments of doubt, in our dark moments of despair and hopelessness, the thought of our Transfiguration in heaven will help us to reach out to God and to listen to his consoling words. "This is my beloved Son." So we are sons and daughters of God, our Father. When we try to live a life of grace, no matter the trials and temptations we are subjected to, now, if we make every effort, we have the grace of God to help us. We have God always beside us to encourage us, to tell us that there is a heavenly glory awaiting us in heaven. So, listening to this account of the Transfiguration and encouraged by this promise of heavenly glory, let us offer our sacrifices and prayers this Lent, that through these practices of Lent, through the acceptance of our daily crosses, we may become closer to Christ in his suffering and may share in the carrying of his cross, so that we may finally share the glory of his Transfiguration. The Transfiguration is also a reminder that other than the physical realities which we can immediately perceive with our senses, there are other realities, there are invisible spiritual realities which our senses do not perceive. But in order to be able to perceive and recognize these realities, we have to be transformed and renewed spiritually. In the church, we have many opportunities of this spiritual transformation and renewal. First of all, we have the transformation that happens at baptism, which washes away original sins and enables us to become sons and daughters of God. Another transformation takes place when we achieve victory over trials and temptations, when we are victorious over the devil. Every challenge, every difficulty, every moment of suffering is an opportunity for transformation and spiritual growth. One other transformation takes place at death, when we pass away from this life into eternal life. Eternal life in heaven is granted to those who have persevered, who have been found worthy. Then the final transformation will occur when Christ shall come in glory on the last day, and our glorified body will be united with our soul. Every time we come to Mass, we have this opportunity to be transfigured daily. Each time we come to Mass, we have this opportunity to receive a spiritual transfiguration. The body, the bread and wine is transubstantiated into the body and blood of Christ crucified. And we, by participating at Holy Mass, we receive heavenly strength against temptation. We receive renewal. Our holy communion with the living Jesus should be the source of our transfiguration here on earth, transforming our minds and hearts so that we may do better spiritually and practice works of charity towards those who are less fortunate. Peter, James, and John climbed the mountain of the Lord, and at the top of the mountain they beheld the heavenly glory of Christ. We too, we are invited to climb this mountain of spiritual renewal. It is not easy. It's difficult to climb this mountain, but if we persevere, we will have the same experience as the apostles. So during this period of Lent, the extra time we spend in prayer can be very helpful. Fasting, if we're able to undertake some form of fasting, this will help us store up spiritual energy. This spiritual energy can help us have thoughts that are far higher and nobler than our usual material way of thinking. The crosses of our daily lives lead us to the glory of transfiguration and resurrection. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray for us and intercede for us and accompany us as we journey through this Lent, climbing up this mountain of spiritual renewal, so that come Easter Sunday, we will be able to behold the glory of the risen Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.